You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back. It is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am the Welsh. I am here. I kicked Bogman out for just a minute. Wanted him to test something a little squirrely in 2018 on the connection. So I'm going to chat with you for a minute. Maybe in mid-second segment, probably the third segment, and for a couple, Ralph Lipschitz from Razzball.com, and he does the baseball show as well over at Fantrax, and he's going to be joining us talking about the RDI draft, the RotoWire Dynasty Invitational, which I'm taking a part in. We had last week, we covered that. Eddie from Fake Teams had joined us, kind of having a conversation on that. And I'm going to dig in, talk a little bit about that. We'll go through some other fantasy baseball stuff. They're putting out some player profiles. So, you know, so maybe some guys that Ralph is really in on. So we're going to kind of spend the rest of this hour talking about some fantasy baseball as well. When Bogman gets back, we will be covering that. But an interesting thing on the tweet that Pavona put out for the second hour here was New Year's resolutions. Pavona, can you join me here for a minute since I'm all by my lonesome?
Yeah, sure.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Do you do New Year's resolutions? Is that like a thing for you?
I try to. It just depends on what it is, you know?
Is it lose weight?
No.
Is it like eat better? Is it okay? What is a Pavona resolution? Like watch less Disney?
Please, that's please. The resolution Never. Should be watch more Disney. That's a joke.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that might be a good resolution.
Well, no, for this, for 2018, I think what I'm trying to do is things that are out of my control that like I can't really like take care of, and I there's nothing I can do about it. I can't let it get to me. That's something that has always been a problem in my life, and I'm specifically going professionally. Sometimes that happens, and there are certain things that get to me very, very easily.
You mean like when Bogman has a bad connection and we make him restart and we
take
him off the show?
Yes.
Yes.
Things like that. It's out of my control, but it makes me crazy. Like, absolutely. But, you know, I got to take a step back and be like, look, there's nothing I can do about this, but we just got to keep moving. So that's like one of my New Year's resolutions. I have another one, but I can't really say it over the air.
Oh, really? Oh, one of those, huh?
Yes, it's one of those.
Okay.
Oh, it's one of those,
maybe
yes.
I think I might know what it is. Did we talk about that earlier?
I think we did. We may have.
Okay, that's good. I don't do New Year's resolutions. I don't do New Year's, really. I'm not a big New Year's guy. Like,
neither
I'm
am
actually,
I.
I'm like, I'm becoming curmudgeon. Like, I hear fireworks at midnight, and I'm like, oh, these damn kids, like, turn it. Like, it's just, it's not my thing. It's amateur hour.
I was 16 years old, and I went to go see Billy Joel in concert for the year 2000. And I think from there, it's just been one downhill, so I think my peak was like almost 20 years ago now, which really makes me sad.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm there with you in that general range. Like, I don't think since like my early 20s did I care about New Year's. And even then, I have one of those stories. We all have the story. I have the story when I was like 17 or 18 that just, it did it for me. I did all my New Year's-ing one year and I don't need any more. So it's interesting talking about New Year's resolutions as well. There's almost a thought process that you can have with the resolutions for fantasy baseball, for fantasy in general. Your football's over, basketball's happening, and we are going to talk some fantasy baseball. What do we learn from last year? You know, where are we going in this year? That's the studying that you want to do. People like to wait till close to the draft, but don't do that. Do it with us right now. We'll be back.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true
BSO Live.
You got to see Andy Dalton. It had to be all dramatic. 4th and 12 on the road. Was there anyone in the world on 4th and 12 in Baltimore, knowing the Bengals as we do, that thought that Andy Dalton was going to complete that pass? Even Bengals fans didn't think they were going to complete that pass. And you see Eric Weddle like lost out on $1 million because he allowed that pass to be completed. Imagine losing $1 million because of Andy Dalton and the Bengals.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The only radio programming that is for the ears of the fantasy elite is, of course, Fantasy Freestyle with Dane Martinez.
What? Are you kidding? Not my show. My show is for all the people. Bring that promo back. This is Dane Martinez, Speeds the Spitting Statistician, and you can check out my show, Fantasy Freestyle, every night, Monday through Friday. I give you my top five, dead or alive.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
My starting lineup.
And now, the starting lineup.
And you can join the cipher with me, Speeds the Spitting Statistician.
Yeah, yeah.
I break down every stat from every game so your fantasy teams can blow up like a Samsung 7. Catch Fantasy Freestyle every night, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, only on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Aha!
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Professional bull riding comes to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In preparation of a live event in New York City, Nando DeFino sits down with Stormy Wing and Mason Lowe of the PBR to talk about everything that has to do with professional bull riding. Do you know how you get scored? Do you know it doesn't even matter how long you're on the bull? Nope, neither did I. But Nando does, and he'll talk to the professionals about it. At 5 p.m. Eastern, Thursday, January 4th, the PBR comes to FNTSY Radio.
In this league
is cooking.
The People's Champion. Scott Bogman is back. Scott Bogman with us.
I'm back.
On Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In this league, the happiest sounding person on the planet. You need to go to Disney.
You know, computer issues are always so fun to deal with, Welsh.
Yeah, I know.
So much fun.
Yep, internet-y type of thing. So, on docket for this hour is some fantasy baseball talk. If you guys have some questions, you can tweet us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Those are the handles. If you're in the ITL Army and you happen to be listening live, you can you know how to get at us. You could also call in if you wanted in this segment. I'm not opposed to that. 844-84-FNTSY. I was looking at the actual numbers. 844-843-6879. That screwed me up. You can call in. Then it's your baseball talk. We're going to do that. And like I said, Ralph Lipschitz from Razzball is going to be joining us here. We're going to talk about the RotoWire Dynasty. He might call in at the end of this segment, or it might be closer probably to the last two segments. And then we'll scratch his brain a little bit for some fantasy baseball talk. But a little interested, the fantasy implications of J.D. Martinez signing with the Red Sox is as sexy as him being in Arizona. So I don't even know if it warrants major talk. Listen, if he's a Red Sox, I'm going to want him as much as I wanted him in Arizona. He's going to be a popular, probably third-round pick, and I wouldn't be surprised if some people go in the second. But the Eric Hosmer stuff is wild to me, where there are 2 7-year deals on the table for him. The rumor is the Padres is for less. The Royals want to spend $147 million to bring Hosmer back, yet they also have Moustakas and Kane as free agents. I mean, you've always been a Hosmer guy. Are you encouraged in any place? I mean, the power is going to get muted in San Diego. What do you think about Hosmer this year for fantasy?
I just don't know how muted it's going to be. I mean, the guys still hit homers in San Diego. It's not like it's going to be awful, but I would obviously prefer him in Kansas City to be hitting in that lineup. I mean, they just don't have a lot in San Diego. You know, when you look at what they have right now, it's Will Myers and a ton of scrubs. And there are scrubs that I like. I like Manny Margot. I like Solarte. Renfro's intriguing. Deeper leagues, Freddie Galvis is okay. But they just don't have enough there for me to get excited about Eric Hosmer going to San Diego. So I would prefer that he stayed in Kansas City. You know, Brandon Moss had a little bit of power at the end of the year. Salvador Perez had 27 bombs for him. Whit Merrifield, the AL leader in stolen bases.
That's Solaire, your guy. You love you some Whit.
I love Cool Whit Merrifield. And Soler, we get a season of Soler this year to see what he's going to do. So I would much rather have him stay in Kansas City.
I mean,
rack up more RBIs, and especially okay, the bats behind him more than anything.
But does he? There's no Lorenzo Cain or Mike Moustakas. Mm-hmm. They're both free agents.
Yeah, I just, like, both these teams are going to suck for a while, right? So
well,
take
San
the team
Diego's
that's going to offer
pressed.
You the most money.
Yeah, San Diego is better. That's a good point. San Diego, I mean, and also, you know, if Kansas City's offering more money, that's been his home, you could easily see the writing on the wall. Maybe they could bring back. I doubt you could bring back Moustakas or Kane unless those guys wanted to bank on a one-year deal to come back for the following year. But
right,
the San Diego's positioned themselves, you know, in 2 years to really get themselves into competing. Tatis should be up. You got Luis Urias. They built tons and tons of young pitching that they could really make some big time trades if they wanted to do it. So I think San Diego
can
change this
West,
in a heartbeat.
Though? You
yeah, I mean,
the
it's
NL West. They're
yeah, it's
in
a
the
tough division, but
yeah,
but with the assets that they have, you know, you just got to go find the right team. They could go and make probably three blockbuster trades with the prospects that they have if they were ready to go do it and they, you know, they wanted to sell on those. So that in theory could be an enticing thing for a team, for a player like Eric Hosmer to say, okay, it's me, it's Myers. Maybe they'll get one other guy. Manny Margot looks like he could be a stud. And then they have got the ammunition in the organization that knows how to make these moves that in a heartbeat, they could go bring in, you know, two stud pitchers and, you know, maybe they'll spend some more money and go at it. I mean, it's a weird
argument.
It sounds
like you want him in San Diego then.
I think it's interesting. I think it makes that team more interesting. It makes, you know, the combo of Myers and Hosmer that maybe they could bring in another free agent. I'm not sure it helps. I'm not sure it hurts his fantasy value. I'd almost see him as maybe a value for fantasy drafts. If he goes to San Diego, everyone's going to be like, oh, well, yeah. San Diego, it's going to mute it, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, well, you know what? He can have a good average, and look what Will Myers is doing there. Will Myers is hitting 20 bombs. So Hosmer could do the same thing. I think it creates fantasy value, so I'm kind of for it.
I like that everybody's going to be like, oh, well.
Oh,
you know,
that's how they sound. Oh, how about this one, though?
San Diego.
this is probably how the Twins sound. They're like, you Darvish, can we get an interview? We like to like have you come to like Minnesota. And
I like how you did the Minnesota accent. That was nice.
I did do it. Did you hear that?
In Minnesota? Yeah, yeah.
But I thought Darvish finished up all of his interviews like last week, and we were going to have to wait out, you know, a week or two till he popped up. But apparently Darren Wolfson of ESPN 1500 reports that the Twins are trying to schedule a meeting with you, Darvish. Is it the best time? Like, hey, Darvish, come on down. It's negative 12 degrees with a 30-degree wind chill. Come on down.
Well,
and let's
hopefully
tell you
they're
why
meeting
you should play
in
Minnesota.
L.A. Yeah, hopefully yeah, they're like, we'll meet you in L.A. You know, that's yeah, I mean, fine. Any excuse to get out of Minnesota right now, I think it's a pretty good one. So,
all right, a lot of people seem to be down on Darvish. Can you get back? I mean, you used to be a big – you and I are both big Darvish guys. He had a bad year, kind of blew up in the playoffs. Is there a situation that is enticing to you for his fantasy appeal? The Rangers, sticking with the Dodgers, going to Minnesota. What's the thing that gets you back on the Darvish train and being a little bit more bullish?
I think Minnesota is the, you know, that's the pitcher's ballpark. So to me, and it's a little bit more obscure. I think that, you know, with his, does it get more public of a meltdown than Game 7 of the World Series? You know, I don't think it does. So I think
playing
if you
for
can
the
go,
Dodgers.
Yeah. I think if you can go and, you know, kind of work out your kinks or reset yourself in Minnesota. I mean, let's not forget, this team was a wild card team last year. So with the lineup they have right now, they made the wild card. They're in the playoffs. So I think adding Yu Darvish to that can only help. And they should be, you know, I don't know if you want to call him a front runner. I don't know if you want to call what happened last year a fluke or whatever. But I think that this is a playoff team. You're not going to be in a giant media market. You can kind of, you know, go there and reset and get
you know,
a
the
bit
cell
better.
Is interesting. The cell is interesting because the offense is – they might be one of the most underrated teams in baseball. And what's interesting is the cell for 2019 as well is not just this year, but the future is like, listen, Ervin Santana, he's a pro. He might be a cheater, but he's a pro. Darvish, and they signed Michael Pineda. You know, I mean, that's actually a pretty damn, you know, top three rotation that they could put out there competing, you know, with the rest of the AL. And then they've got a bunch of just young, you know, stud dudes. Buxton, we'll see what happens with Sano. You know, and they've as well got Dozier, and I mean, you know, they've got, you know, veteran presence there. They're actually one of the more underrated places. I would be shocked if Darvish was a Twin. That would just, I just don't think it computes. Like him going to Minnesota, I don't see how those pegs click together. Like the Rangers, I could see that. And there's reasons we can see the Rangers and Dodgers because he's been there. I mean, the Cubs would also make sense because you're just going in, you'll be beloved, especially if the Cubs are going to lose Arrieta potentially to St. Louis. I think that would be a situation that he would want to try to jump at and potentially even be willing to take like less money for.
It's crazy that there's still so many free agents, right? I mean, you guys need to get signed. What are you doing? What are you waiting on?
Yeah.
Go sign those contracts.
I need to make my rankings. I know. It's driving me nuts. We're working on a project where we're trying to get our rankings. I think I saw something that, like, in the last, like, 6 years, this is the least amount of guys that have signed before the new year has turned over. Like, I mean, like, by half. It was something like 5 years ago, like, 50 big, you know, free agents had signed, and it's like 20 right now. There's not a lot of movement. But we've also been faced with this before where, you know, you get these guys that, you know, teams that don't want to necessarily or afraid to spend long money contracts for compensation reasons, and guys end up having to take these stupid one-year deals. Or remember Steven Drew when he held out till like June and then he signed when there was no, you know, after the MLB draft, so there was no issue. MLB has still got some issues with that. There's a part of me that actually gets annoyed too. Like, why can't we just have – I want – the frenzy. Like, remember how, you know how the NBA, remember, do you remember in the good old days, you remember the NBA? I remember sitting in my room.
Back in my day.
When I was a younger. And
I was sitting in my rocking chair.
I remember ESPN reporting how Jason Kidd and like Sean Marion flew to Colorado to pick up Antonio McDice and try to get him. And, you know, the day comes and all the players are signing. And it's just, that's not the case with baseball. It's, you know, there's all these scheduled meetings. You Darvish is like, hey, come, you know, everyone can come and woo me. And it is annoying. It is annoying with it because we'd like to have some answers with it because there's just some big guys. I mean, Arrieta, Darvish, these are some big fantasy implications.
Josh Colemanter, right. All these guys.
Josh Colemanter, Jesus. All right. Just like turn the whole wheels on that. Thank you very much for that with Josh Coleman. All right, well, coming up, we've got a whole bunch more. Ralph Lipschitz from Razzball is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about RDI. We're going to talk about some fantasy baseball. And hopefully we're going to talk about something that's important to you. So don't go anywhere. It's Bogman of the Wells. We're in this league on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Does your favorite fantasy sports show pair banging on the table demanding shots?
Drinks on Greg, drinks on Greg, drinks on Greg.
With deep, smart Kareem Hunt analysis? If not, then I think the Fantasy BFFs are for you. Every weekday at 11 a.m. here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on YouTube Live, join Greg Sussman, Frank Stanfill, Mike Florio, and NXT wrestler Eric Young for some of the best, most enjoyable, most imaginative fantasy analysis out there. Don't get your fantasy from boring people.
Yo! This is the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever.
Check out the Fantasy BFFs 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Every weekday, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and the Fantasy Sports YouTube page.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermal filtration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at fantasydraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today and unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
Fantasy Freestyle.
Alex Smith is a quarterback I do like. I think Alex Smith and that team, I think they get this victory this week versus the Titans. I think they can go on the road to possibly New England and get that W. And then the AFC Championship game against Pittsburgh. Maybe they're not able to get Pittsburgh, but I think they play Pittsburgh down to the very end. That's why.
Pittsburgh? What about the Jags?
So you would rank Blake Bortles higher than Alex Smith?
No.
No.
It ain't about Blake Bortles. It's about the team. You know, the D, Fournette. He might step up, bulldoze through teams.
Weekdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
In this league.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
In this league.
If it's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
In this league.
Welcome back. It's In This League. Scott Bachman. I am Chris Welsh. Bachman, I don't remember that rejoin. I don't remember the Ghostbusters one. Is that new?
You don't remember this one?
No,
I think
I don't
had this one maybe two or three shows ago.
Pavona, are you there? Pavona, is this one new? Am I crazy?
This was from Halloween.
This was from Halloween. Jesus Christ. I'm just losing my mind. That's all that's happening here. All the chaos. Welcome back. It's In This League. All right, here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scott Bachman here. Thank God I am here. And we are joined because we're going to talk. Yeah, for now. We're going to talk some fantasy baseball for the rest of this hour. And we've got on Ralph Lifshitz from RazBall.com. You can hear him, the co-host of the RazBall Prospect Podcast. And as we mentioned before, does the baseball show on Fantrax. Ralph, what is up, my friend?
What's going on, boys? How's it going there?
We're doing the thing. I mean, we're out here in Arizona. I know you actually were just doing the baseball show. Longenhagen, I've chatted with Longenhagen. He's actually, I think he lives right down the way from me out here in Arizona where we got like, it was a beautiful, it was actually hot today. Like it was actually kind of warm, like 60.
I had to have my AC on.
Yeah, dude, 60, 70 degrees. I'm walking out. I'm like, oh my God, this is the most beautiful day ever. This is why we live here. Ralph, where are you at? What's the weather like?
So I'm about a half hour west of Boston, Massachusetts, and a town called Northborough, which actually claim to fame is it's the hometown of 1976 AL Rookie of the Year, Mark Fidrich. I don't know if you're familiar with the Bird, but the Bird was from right down the road from me. His family actually lives like a half a mile from me. But we are in the midst of a string of negative temperatures I've actually never experienced in my 35 years living here. And it warmed up today to a balmy 30 degrees. I broke up my sunscreen. And now we're going to get a foot. Because it's not so, it was so cold that it wouldn't even snow. And now it warmed up to 30, so we're going to get a foot of snow tomorrow just on top of it. And then it goes down to negative 11. So, we have a good string of weather here.
There's one of those Carson jokes in there. It was like, how cold is it? That's ridiculous. I can't even fathom. I can't even fathom one bit of it. Well, Ralph is a prospect guy like myself. We actually are probably, I would say, two of the good mainstays. If you're looking for fantasy prospect information, my show Prospect One, and you can get the RazBall Prospect Podcast. Those are two of, I would say, one of the first stops that you would want to go. I know I have a lot of intertwining listenership that goes there. But also, Ralph is covering kind of the full spectrum of it. And one of the things that he's doing is taking part with myself in the RotoWire Dynasty Invitational. Our boy James, and not Bogman. Everybody but Bogman. It's my favorite thing that's ever happened in my life that James gets me in there.
Yeah, I love it too.
And I tell Bogman about it, and he was like, yeah, I wasn't invited. All the people we know, our boy Modica, Mason's in there, everyone we know at DVR with literally his sexy, beautiful voice, and just everybody but Bogman.
Can I ask you something? Did he say, like, hey, you and Bogman have a team? And you're like, yeah, that's my team. That's what happened.
He never thought of you.
Just doesn't even know I exist, James.
No,
okay.
Exactly.
That's all right. I'm going to remember that. That's why I'm sending all my hype man gifts on Twitter recently. So.
But Ralph, I mean, you know, I was kind of honored when I was invited to be in it. You know, RotoWire is a fantastic site. I do some writing for them occasionally. I did some for the Arizona Fall League. I did my series on there. And you and I, you know, we got invited. Bogman didn't, but you felt pretty good when you got the invite, right, Ralph?
Yeah. And I think I may actually change my Twitter bio to invited to the RotoWire Dynasty Invitational, unlike Bogman.
That would be my favorite thing on the planet. You know what?
Like maybe we should start a movement. Jesus, you know.
No, we should start a movement. No, that's a movement now. Everybody but Bogman. That'll be hashtag Everybody but Bogman. Speaking of which,
Everybody but Bogman. Yeah, I should exactly. Next, every time we pick, we should just post our picks and just hashtag Everybody but Bogman.
we should at Bogman on every single pick so he sees every single pick that we're making.
Dare do that.
That would be the so best. By the way, you should follow Ralph on Twitter at Prospect Jesus. You can get all of his great content. I highly suggest you do it. So, RDI, we're locked into this. Ralph and I are actually picking next to each other. He's 19. I'm 18. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go into a bunch of heavy stuff about my stuff because we kind of did that last week when Eddie called in. And, you know, we noticed there was a lot of strategies that were built. You've got Eddie and Justin came out the gate saying, we want to win now. You know, they sabotaged their next season keepers by a significant amount. And I got hit down to 18. Ralph is at 19. I let the draft come to me, and I just made the decision based on the first two picks that I got that I'm going to try to go for it right now. Ralph, you made two great picks, especially the second-round pick I was really locked into. But you've also kind of intertwined. There's some prospectness to it. I know as you know, guys like us, it hurts my soul to see these prospects go. But just real quick, lay out some of the plan, the structure of what you've gone. People can follow the Google sheet of how you've done this because you've done a mixture of prospects and good young players. So just give you the floor for the RDI draft for yourself.
Yeah, and I think the first thing that I saw, and I had actually been through the Dynasty Guru draft with Brett Sayer ran the TDGX league that he talks about. That's where the whole blind hand process sort of came from. And I was
a co-manager of that one.
Yeah, everybody, Bogman wasn't there either. Yeah.
Well, I'll say that I was, at that point, I wasn't writing about prospects yet. I was still doing like two start pitchers and maybe one post a week. I hadn't really ramped up my fantasy baseball writing. And I was sort of someone that was working with the former Razzball prospector Mike. And he actually went all in to get Mike Trout. Now, I've now been rebuilding that team for 3 years since he got Mike Trout. I had to actually trademark Mike Trout in order to rebuild my team, so it wouldn't even be somewhat
that's
competitive.
The best.
Yeah, I mean we were Mike Trout and then like all scrubs, and then we got Yoan Moncada in the draft like the following year. So those are my two big centerpieces. But I kind of went with a different approach. To me, I knew it snaked. Once I found out that it snaked, I said, you know what? Put me at the back end of the draft. I'd rather get player 19 and 22 or 18 and 23, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Give me those sandwich type picks. I'll take that. I'll get the two high end guys and then I'll wait. Cause in the 20 team league, as you know, you sort of got to break it into tiers and target players. So early on, my goal was to go after who I thought the best players at that position were under 25. I really wanted Ronald Acuña. I'm not going to lie. I would have taken him with my first overall pick in the first round. I know they went to Tom Trudeau and he's got a very different strategy.
Very different strategy.
So the other guy I wanted, and I'll talk a little bit about that. And the other guy I wanted was Gary Sanchez. That's who I ended up going first overall. I know it's a catcher. I know that everyone, you know, says, you know, two catcher league, sure, I'll take him at 20 overall, whatever it is. There's 20 catchers in this league. And I know not everyone's going to be competing, but there's a huge variance in terms of what you're going to get for production. So I felt that at that point, I didn't really love anybody. And there were a few players that I was kind of okay with seeing what vet dropped in the second round. It happened to be Anthony Rizzo. And, you know, even if I look at it as I flip-flopped, you know, Rizzo at 19 and Sanchez at 22, I'm perfectly fine with that. And then from there, I just tried to target players that I felt were in my sweet spot. So 25 to 28 had showed some production at the major league level, had sort of skills, that underlying skills that backed it up. The only prospect I grabbed really in the first 100 picks was Brendan Rodgers, and that's because I knew I wasn't going to be able to get a prospect of that caliber. Excellent trade chip. So, you know, if Tom ends up drafting somebody that I need at some point, maybe in June or July, I might be able to sell him Rodgers. And the other thing is,
It might be in round 15 when he stopped taking all the prospects. But yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, and it's interesting because, and I mean to cut you off, but you know, Gary Sanchez. No. I know Mason was kind of like, you know, whatever. And I mean, I wasn't necessarily on Gary Sanchez at that point, but I will tell you, he's the only catcher I would have considered. So by that standpoint, there's kind of eliteness to taking that. Rizzo was one I really considered, but I found it interesting. I think we're going to be going to break here in just a minute, but talk about just real quick in the mindset of what, as you're watching a draft, a big dynasty like this go, where there are clear teams that are going for it this year. There are clear teams that are punting, and then there's some that are in this kind of middle ground. How is your mental approach? I mean, you've taken Austin Hayes and Brendan Rodgers, but paired with a bunch of really good, with some players that I wanted Robbie Ray, I wanted Travis Shaw, you know, some of those players like that. What is your mindset going into this year? Is this, hey, I'm going to do good, but this is probably a team in 2019 I'm going for, or are you going for it?
I wanted to have, because I've drafted a few different ways in dynasty leagues over the last, you know, 10 years or whatever I've been playing in these formats. And I always feel like I like my teams when I can compete, but I feel I have upside for later in the season. So, you know, maybe it was great to draft Ryan Braun and it looked really good in your team when you drafted him last April, but I don't know. In August, I would have rather have owned Rhys Hoskins, you know? So I try to find a team in that sweet spot where I feel like my team is going to get better over the next few years. I'm going to head into next offseason liking my team, liking my pieces, and feeling that other people are going to find value in the players that maybe I can trade off, or guys that might be borderline keepers, because I have all my keepers.
I like it. Bogman, you're not in this draft, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's why I've been staying silent mainly. Rob, I want to know, what is your favorite pick that you've made so far? Was it getting Gary Sanchez because he's by far the best catcher in this draft, and he's young, and he's hitting, you know, behind those two monster bats, or is it someone else?
You know, I would probably say it's either Rizzo. It's a toss up between Rizzo. I really liked where I got Travis Shaw, especially considering the third baseman that went after him. Yep. And I like Shaw. And then the other one being Adam Eaton. That I just think, you know, I needed an outfielder at that point. Yeah. And I feel that, you know, the runs and average are slept on consistently in fantasy. That's a base, and those are stats. Like, it's really tough to make up a ton of runs if you don't have like a daily roster stream sort of set up in Roto, you know. So if you can get a guy like that that has 100 plus run potential, could hit, you know, 300 with a good batting average and steal some bases, even if the home runs and stolen bases aren't maybe 20 plus, there's still a lot of value there. So I like where I got Eaton, and I was a little shocked where I got Carlos Santana. I don't love Carlos Santana, but I got him like 217, and I
wanted him, Ralph. I'll tell you.
Welsh was very upset, Ralph.
Yeah, I really wanted him. But you know what? We're going to go to break here. So we'll finish this up on the other side, because that was a pick. You got a couple that you really got me on. We're going to talk a little bit more about the RDI draft. We'll tell you where you guys can follow it. And we'll talk a little bit more about some fantasy baseball, maybe some guys that Ralph is looking at. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. I forgot my name there for a second. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Yeah, not Bogman.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe, and I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
There's heroes and there's legends.
To the followers of his fantasy advice, he is known as the king. To the fantasy sports industry, he's a respected colleague and a friend. And as a representative of the FSWA Hall of Fame, it's his royal responsibility to share his stories of fantasy sports glory with the world. On the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour, Scott the King takes his throne with celebrities, athletes, and like-minded legends of the industry. Together, they share stories of how fantasy sports changed their lives and give advice to you so you can be on your way to creating your own fantasy legacy. Listen to the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour by going to fntsy.com/radio and listen to all the Fantasy Sports Radio Network's award-winning programming for free in the iTunes and Google Play stores. Fantasy legends are made only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Heroes get remembered, but legends never die.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
Isaac Bruce, he was the wide receiver for the Los Angeles / St. Louis Rams, and he played for the 49ers for a little bit, part of the greatest show on turf.
He's a hell of a player. I mean, look, I kind of feel like everybody gets in at some point. I don't even mind it. When I was a kid, I revered the MLB Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Now I really don't care.
Yeah.
I know every January, people have these heated debates. And
it's not the Vatican.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't think Bruce gets in this year. The wide receiver's too deep.
Weekdays, 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Hey, it's Tony Sicada telling you about a new show, Fantasy Football Rewind. Catch it late night on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Starts at 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 10 p.m. on the West Coast. It's 2 hours of fantasy football action. I'll give you all the latest news in fantasy football. I'll talk about all the things that happen on the channel throughout the day. I'll tell you who's right, who's wrong. Fantasy Football Rewind. If you can't stay up that late, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Fantasy Football Rewind.
It's In This League.
Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win!
I'm In This League.
That's my job! That's what I do!
Whoa! You need a license to buy a dog. Or drive a car. Hell, you need a license to catch a fish.
They'll let In This League.
Be a father.
Whoa. Pain heals. Takes digs scars.
In This League.
Last forever.
Whoa!
Hashtag be a Keanu. I know Pavona loves that. I think Pavona's favorite rejoin is the Keanu Reeves one, even though there's just so much happening all at once. Like, we have a couple of those rejoins where it's like 12 in this league, and it's just a big old cluster. Ah, Pavona confirmed it. All right, we're back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Chris Welsh, that is my name that I remembered. Scott Bogman, joined by Ralph Lipschitz from Razzball. You can find him on Twitter at Prospect Jesus. Pretty damn good name. Love me, my prospects. Love all the coverage. I'll tell you, Bogman, we talked about this before. Ralph, I don't know if you ever get like this. I get that little bit of advantage, you know, being out here. And I spent all of 2017, you know, scouting. I'm out at the backfields. I'm seeing all these guys catching, you know, I remember just catching Hunter Green's start out here and all that really cool stuff. And then the fall league ends and just baseball being taken away from me just instantly made me sick. And I felt like I was sick for a month. And all I need is for baseball to come back.
Yeah, no, I absolutely feel that way, and I think it's the reason I'm as excited as I am about Padres middle infield shortstop prospect Gabriel Arias' tape from the Australian League. There's nothing quite like watching baseball with an Australian announcer and using Australian expressions to describe baseball. It's breathtaking. It's quite an experience.
Yeah, and Bob, we just talked about him. We were doing our the prospect series over at Prospect One, and we were just talking about the Padres. I was telling you about Arias and the Padres, just, you know. Padres get me all steamed up, Bogman. You know that. Get all steamed up about the Padres prospects.
I tell you what, we had to cut it short because I had things to do the day that we were doing the Padres podcast, or the NL West podcast, I guess it would be. But it was a lot of fun. He and the Welsh has a ton of guys. I tell you what, though, I want to break up the happiness here, Ralph. Okay. I want to know which pick of the Welshes in this RDI draft right here, because I'm not in it and it's just the Welsh. Which one do you hate the most? Which one do you look at and you say, why the hell would he take that guy?
Or it could just be not like
That's interesting, because I don't dislike anybody off the top here.
Smart
Myers,
man.
Fine, Daniel Murphy, Moustakas. Yep.
This is a smart guy talking right now.
Braun, I wish he was healthy more often, but I see why he made the pick. And
yeah.
Good matchup with Blackman. Duvall, I thought, was a really good pick. I actually thought about that, and then ended up going with Cody Allen. He took him the next pick.
I would have taken – if you had taken Duvall, yep. I was taking Cody Allen 100%. Yeah. But that's actually –
those are the
I'll
two guys that the Welsh and I were
Bogman,
talking about.
Bogman is my hype man. We were talking over this pick, and I really wanted Cody Allen, but I decided to go on the other end with Taewon Walker just to get one of those young pitchers. And I was telling Bogman, I might take Cody Allen if he comes back. And you made that decision quick and easy for me, because Bogman had said you should take Duvall. So we were on the same wavelength.
Well, I guess, yeah, I guess we must share the same brain. We think a lot alike now. So I guess I know when I'm thinking like myself, I'm thinking like the Welsh, so I can always keep on snaking you when it comes back around this way. But, if we're going to hate on one pick, it's probably Taewon Walker. I don't think he strikes out enough guys. We've always seen the stuff, but he's never really put it together. I guess that's the one I like the least, but I don't especially dislike any of your picks, and I think your pitching is really good. DeGrom and Kershaw is pretty insane, and then you throw Arrieta in there, and it allows you to sort of take on the risk of a Salazar or a Walker. So, yeah, I think I can't really knock your team much.
I made a new best friend, Bogman.
I'm so disappointed. Ralph, I set you up, and you let me down.
Yep. He did a great job. Me, Ralph, and James, we're going to just go on a prospect island, and it'll just be a fantastic thing.
I won't be there. My boat will sink on the way there.
That's true. So the RDI draft, RotoWire Dynasty Invitational. It's just a good way if you guys are considering getting into Dynasty, whatever the format is, be it 10, 12, 16, 20, whatever it is. This is just a good snapshot onto not only where the players would lie in a Dynasty, because I know a lot of people that don't have extensive experience, they have a difficult time, understanding the values of prospects or even younger players and whatnot. This is a great snapshot for you guys to get some information. RotoWire is doing it. We're all excited to be in it. Go check out probably any one of our Twitter handles. I know I've tweeted it. James has as well. There's a Google sheet that you guys can follow along with the whole draft. We're only, literally as we're recording this, we're in round 13, and there's going to be 40. So there's a long way to go. We're doing this through CBS, and you guys will be able to get results and, updates on it the entire season. But I don't want to just talk about the Dynasty side of it. I do want to talk about 2018. And, Ralph, kind of like what we do, you do a lot of different stuff. You've got the Prospect Pod, you're doing the stuff with the baseball show, and you got your Razzball. So you have a lot of different content that your hands are in. So you are just churning it out. And one of the things you've been doing is you guys have been, be it on the baseball show or Razzball, been putting out some player profiles. And I know there's some guys that you are quite fond of, and you, I don't want to say attached to, but probably people are going to associate with you. One of those is Luis Castillo. He's a pretty popular sleeper pick for this year. And I know you guys profiled him. So I just ask you if you want to set it up. Talk to me about your feelings for Luis Castillo for 2018.
Well, it's funny. And I'm sure, as a prospect guy, I'm sure you understand this. But he was a very different player, and I viewed him very differently a year ago. If you go back and you look at I go through all 30 systems over on Razzball. I'm in the process of doing that now. When I did Miami last year, I think he was my number one or two prospect. I think it was high on Braxton Garrett at the time. And I wrote him up, and I said, on paper, I want to like him. He's got the high-velocity fastball. He's got a pretty decent slider. He's sort of that perfect pitcher build where he's long and lean and lanky and the mechanics were good, and it was easy velocity, and it seemed like he could be a really good major league pitcher, but he just didn't miss enough bats to really get me excited. He was working on his changeup grip last offseason, and I mentioned that in the write-up. The other thing was he's another guy that A.J. Preller almost stole from the Marlins. He was the guy that was sent back to the Marlins in the whole Colin Ray thing when they found out his elbow was made of paper mache and overcooked spaghetti. But the thing with Castillo is all of a sudden he sort of changed who he was. So he gets in the Reds organization, he really firms up that changeup, and I'll say that he firmed up that changeup to the point that if you look at Fangraphs pitch values, it's a top 10 changeup in the league of guys that had 100 plus innings. Castillo is in the top 10. This is his first taste of pro ball. The other thing that he did, and this is a really interesting story, in his late June start against the Marlins, as luck would have it, he was 104 pitches in, and pitching coach for the Reds had a conversation with the catcher, Tucker Bernhardt, and it asked him if he thought Castillo could throw a two-seam fastball. He'd never thrown one in the game before. So Bernhardt thought he could. He throws down the sign. This is 105th pitch of the game, and he got a called third strike in the end of the inning. Since from that point, he threw it 6.8% of the time in July. He started to get feel for it. Not a big swing and miss rate. If you look at the swing and strike rate on Brooks baseball, his whiffs were maybe like, 2%, 3%. It was really low. But he had an insane ground ball rate. It was like 79%. He started to tick up more, threw it like 17 to 18% in August, ticked up to close to 20% in September. And the really interesting thing is the ground ball rates were always steady, always elite. In September, all of a sudden, he must have gotten more feel for it, and the swing strike rate like tripled. And it was a 10% swing strike rate. He was getting a lot more whiffs on it. And when you mix it in with the slider, you mix it in with the changeup, and the fact that he doesn't have to rely on his four seam fastball, that though it gets triple digit velocity, isn't a great pitch. It's a bit straight. I think this gives him sort of a varied mix. And I mean, if you look at the underlying numbers, it's all there. I know he had an incredibly low batting average on balls in play, but he also was, I think, fifth or sixth in the major leagues in terms of expected WOBA, lowest expected WOBA amongst pitchers. So there's a lot of underlying stats that are backing this up. And I think as a prospect guy, I am always willing to buy into someone who makes changes. And that's the thing that's great about baseball in comparison to, basketball. You can't coach 7 feet tall, right? You can't coach 6'4", 250 and runs a 4.34. You can't coach that. But you can coach a guy with a bad body type or whatever to all of a sudden figure something out with his grip. It's where we get the Corey Klubers, the Jacob deGroms, and all the great things that make baseball what baseball is,
You seem to be pretty high on Blake Snell, too, from what I've heard you say. What is it about him that you like coming into the season?
Yeah, I think the thing with Snell is we've seen him sort of struggle. Obviously, he's a very, very highly ranked guy going into sort of 2016, and he had a decent showing, though I think a lot of it was very luck-based. And in 2017, he just sort of got his doors blown off in the first half. His first 11 starts were terrible. He was sent down to Durham, and he made some mechanical adjustments. And I know that they actually covered this on Fangraphs. They had an article that sort of dug into it. But he moved over from the third base side of the rubber to the middle of the rubber and, started lifting his leg kick a little bit higher. His plant foot was adjusted a little bit. And what happened was everything kicked up in terms of how the ball was coming out of his hand, how hitters were reading it. And the following 13 starts, if you look, everything kicked up in terms of contact. Guys, were making much worse contact on it. They were swinging, his O swing rate went, I think up like 10 or 15%. Contact rate dropped. Swing and strike rate went up. Swing rate went up. So he wasn't actually throwing more strikes. He just happened to be fooling guys more with the stuff that he was throwing on the edge of the zone. And all things that played up, I don't love the fact that he's in the AL East, but I will say at least he's in Tampa, which is the one sort of pitching haven in that division. But I do like Snell a lot, and I think it's one of these things where he made some changes, and it's, a prospect, some pedigree finally sort of come into fruition at the major league level.
Yeah, we get that a lot. Yeah. And we get that a lot, too, with these prospects where, we get so hyped when they're prospects, the Tyler Glasnows, the Blake Snells, any of these guys, and then they get into the majors and, some of the prospects guys, we can kind of get down on it. So it happens. But hey, that's all she wrote. I feel like we could be talking for about 12 more hours. He is Ralph Lipschitz from Razzball. You can find him at Prospect Jesus on Twitter. Go check out the baseball show. Check all his stuff over at Razzball. Hey, Ralph, it was good catching up. I hope we can catch up soon. And thank you very much, my friend, for jumping on with us.
Thanks, man.
No problem. Thanks a lot. Glad to be on.
All right. Well, one last little segment, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Roto.
You're the Bills fan, of course. You get this matchup with Jacksonville. How you feel?
McCoy is doubtful to play. That's a major blow to this offense. Look, I'm happy.
I saw something different.
I've seen where he doesn't have the high ankle sprain they're saying. Yeah. Okay. Low boot. Otherwise, you would have had a higher boot. It would sound encouraging, but he is the engine for this offense. Do they have a fighting chance? Yeah, they have a chance.
Bills has a better quarterback.
I know it's underperformed.
They don't act like it.
Yeah.
Weekdays, 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
Fantasy football.
Drew Brees, who we all unanimously ranked as number 3, finishes at number 9.
There was some warning signs about Brees coming into the season. Like, we heard that they may be relying on the run game more this year than in previous seasons. This means that you probably should wait on quarterbacks, because you look at a lot of the top guys, they let down. And then the bottom guys, like Carson Wentz, in some leagues was a free agent pickup. And these were guys that we were talking about as top 5 guys at the position when they were healthy.
Weekdays from 11 to noon Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
In this league.
Aaron Brewski from hoop-ball.com. What's your feeling on Tyreek Evans? Is this the biggest clear sell you've ever seen in your life?
He's pretty much bone on bone. It's been really fun to watch him get that 3-point shot going, because he's not the fast player he used to be, but having that spacing, he's just able to glide right by guys. Factor in that Memphis is custom built for a player like him to come in and get that. It's as good of a situation as you're going to come up across.
Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In this league.
In the dark.
The Welsh.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. Yes, Bogman.
Spring training tickets go on sale on Saturday.
No, they don't. Do they really? Well, guess what? I'm not buying them. 10 a.m. Get my media pass. Well, 10 you know what, though? Friend. I'll tell you, this is the difference, is when you go to like AZL games and stuff, you sit wherever the hell you want and it's free. Arizona Fall League, you do pay, but you still kind of sit wherever you want, even if you're media. But if you're media in spring training, you can't just go sit anywhere. You're going to have to sit up in the booth, and I like to be up near the action. We should pick a game and get the tickets.
I always go to the first one, so I'll definitely get tickets for that, and then we'll have to, you know, pick a day where... you know, we can both get out of work and go on to the game. It's a lot of fun. I always get sunburned every single time.
Yep. I need to get some serious sunblock, because I'm afraid of skin cancer from all the amount. I mean, Bogman, you remember, dude, I was calling you. I was at a Reds game in the AZL at like 118 degrees, and it was midday, and I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah, I mean, you were out in the sun as much as I was when I used to do yard work all the time as a teenager.
Yeah,
so it was crazy. Ridiculous.
Well, if you guys want to lock in, check out the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast. We have been talking about RDI. We did a mock draft breakdown of a 12 and 16 man, and we have got more mocks, more information in This League Fantasy Baseball podcast. If you want baseball centric stuff, go there. Prospect One. I have got a whole series coming out that Bogman joined me on where we are breaking down, we're going by division, but we're breaking down the top 10 prospects of each team in that division. So I just released the NL West, AL West is coming, and a whole bunch more. I'm telling you, we do all the sports, but we really attempt to kill it in baseball. I think we always have. It's a passion of ours. I mean, I know you're probably a football 1A and baseball a 1B and basketball a 1C, but I've always kind of been like, you know, baseball's at the top. Baseball's the number one seed, and football.
I've played baseball longer than you. I'll just say that. Everyone doing the RDI draft, I've been playing baseball so much longer than the Welsh. Ooh. I just want everybody to know that. That is true.
Salt so is not true. is not a good fragrance.
How's that go? Salt is not a good thing for me.
Words are not also great for me. Apparently. So last show on Wednesday. That's kind of sad. Pavona. I know we got 2 minutes here, but Pavona is not going to even be there next week. Pavona's ditching us in the first show. Bogman,
oh my
this?
God.
I'm not ditching you guys.
At our new time slot. You are going to go party or maybe potentially do something super important for your girlfriend's family, but whatever. You're not going to be here.
I'm not going to see you for 3 weeks, Pavona, by the way, because I'm going to miss the next week.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh,
yeah.
Box.
You know what? We were supposed to do this together. Suns and Rockets. We were supposed to go to this together, but because we moved times, we can't both miss the show. So Bogman gets to go, and I will be here alone. Or I'll get a co-host. I'll get someone to co-host with me. So,
but I think we can get you Joe Pisapia.
Yeah.
Joey.
Yeah, piece of pizza. He'd probably. Yeah, that's a good idea. I could hit up Joe. But yeah, no Pavona for the first show, where we now are going to be airing Saturday 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern. I mean, we're a morning show now.
Top of the morning to you. Get some Bailey's in that coffee, everybody, and ready to go. Let's talk some fantasy baseball.
Pavona, are we appropriate for the mornings?
You know what? Actually, I think you guys are appropriate for the mornings. I think you are appropriate for a morning radio show. Now, granted, maybe I would pick a different day for you guys, but that's me. That's my personal opinion, and that's why I don't make the big decisions, although, you know, hopefully one day we will all make big decisions in our lives.
Damn right. I love this guy. Love this Pavona guy. Well, it'll be the same great show, the same great cast. Pavona's with us. It's Bogman, myself, and the guest, but it'll just be on Saturday. So you guys got to set your timers. What'd you say, Bogman? Go get yourself a breakfast burrito.
Yeah, go get yourself one of them big old meaty breakfast burritos. And think of me when you're eating it.
Yeah, well, okay. Maybe. It got weird. Now it got weird. Now people aren't tuning in.
But now it's
maybe
weird.
Yeah, maybe tune in. But if you miss anything, Aaron Brewski, Ralph Lipschitz, want to thank both of them for coming on. You can listen to the podcast. Otherwise, we will see you next week on Saturday morning. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.